Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. One of the classics from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Deb Calvert. Deb is a great member of our Brain Trust, certified master of the Leadership Challenge program. She's a great sales coach and the author of a couple of books on selling, including the new one she co-authored, Stop Selling and Start Leading, How to Make Extraordinary Sales Happen. Deb, thanks again for being here. I want you to spend a little more time on the concept of perseverance. Now, one of the things that I'm convinced has been my strong suit and the reason why I'm actually standing here talking to you today right now is because I was willing to persevere. My parents taught me how to work. They taught me the nobility of work. I don't mind breaking a sweat. I don't have a problem working for what I want, and if, no matter what it takes. But I have to say that I was probably a little persistent in the early days. I was probably more as persistent. It probably looked more like persistence than perseverance in the early days because I was younger, right? I didn't know any better. But when you get a little bit older, as the years go by a little bit, you realize that you're not running a sprint, you're running a marathon, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, you do talk about this in The Age of the Customer. Our buyers need this experience today. They have to have us creating value for them. And we can't do that by being the persistent buzzing fly who's just there all the time. We have to do it with perseverance. And the difference, according to dictionary definition, right, the difference is the perseverance is an unwavering commitment. It's a purpose. You have a purposeful pursuit of an outcome. Even if there are obstacles or hardships, you're dedicated, you're committed, you're doggedly pursuing, but not pursuing just to be there, but because you have something meaningful that you have to offer. You have some purpose that's larger than the activity itself. So the being there and the getting back in and the working hard, that's all good. The difference is in who you are and what you bring during those encounters that you instigate over and over again.
Well, I used to, back in the old days when competitors would duke it out and I'd have them for a couple of years and my competitor would have them for a couple of years, if I ever lost the business, I would tell the customer, you'll be back. I'll get you back in a year or two. And I'd say that as I left, and they'd know that I was going to stay close to them. I wasn't going to be a pest, but they knew that I was going to continue to stay, like to come after their business. And I think they liked that. I think they liked knowing somebody is out there trying to work a little harder for them.
Absolutely, and that's the difference between being assertive and being aggressive, which is another part of the contrast that we ought to draw here. You were assertive. You told them up front. You included their needs, not just your needs, and what you were hoping to bring to them. And it didn't look like it was one-sided because of that.
That's exactly right. No, and they would laugh when I would tell them that. I said, I'll have your business back because they knew me. And so do you think that young people understand perseverance, young salespeople? Is this a hard concept for them, harder than, say, it was for me or maybe even for you?
I do, and part of that is the complexity of what's going on with buyers today. So the reason it's hard to understand is because the stereotype, negative stereotype, is the buzzing fly. Just and the sales managers who might say, "Get in there! Don't ever take a good prospect off your list. Just keep calling them." Well, keep calling them isn't feeling good to salespeople, so they don't feel that it's a valid thing to do. Once they know that if they have a commitment to that buyer, if they really believe they can help that buyer, then persevering suddenly has merit. Because really it boils down to this. To make a sale, you've got to make a difference. And when people see that they can make a difference, they are intrinsically motivated to keep working at it to make that sale. We've got it backwards if we think it's just the persisting that's going to get us in the door, through the door, and remaining in that inside the door.
Well, and
you've got to have that difference.
There's something else, though, that in this, from a practical standpoint, from just a blocking and tackling standpoint, you know, is knowing what's going on. You mentioned it earlier. What's going on in the customer's life, in their cycle? Persevering. If I was going to get a customer back, what that meant was, okay, if I can't go back in for 2 years till they rebid this project, then that means they're going to start looking at how to write specifications for rebidding in about 18 months. I put that on my calendar. And I start thinking about how could I help them write their specifications, and I start showing up about nine months before that, and I take one of them to lunch, and then I start talking about the bid process, and they'd be okay with it because they knew it was on their calendar too, and that was a way of me fitting my perseverance with their cycle. I think that's the key to doing it where people don't mind. What do you think?
I think you're right. And it boils down to not doing something to someone, but with someone and for someone.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's another thing you can do. All along the way, as you see something that's relevant to that customer, even though you're not even going to call on them maybe for a year, send them an article. Stay in front of them that way. What do you think about that?
I think that's brilliant because that's what we call that outsight, which is a real word. People think it's a made-up word. Insight is what you know from inside yourself. But when you're on the lookout for things that are out there that matter to your customers, you're looking at the bigger picture.
Right.
That reveals the difference that you can make.
I want you to talk about outsight when we come back. That's a great word. We're going to get Deb to explain that to us a little bit more when we come back. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.